Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
I'm gonna make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Friday. Today we're shining the Upswing spotlight on a few fantastic local businesses that are perfect for Father's Day. A show about conversations at the intersection of life, business, and community. We got to talk about Dad because it's Father's Day weekend. Hardware store and men's retail. Does not get more dad than that. We'll talk to Blaine's Farm and Fleet and to Mark Pash, whose family has more than 60 years in the men's fashion game in Greater Milwaukee. But first, as I said, Father's Day is Sunday. And in honor of the holiday, WTMJ's Eric Bilstead tells the story of how a family's small golf outing meant to honor their dad turned into a major fundraiser that Hall of Famers and Olympians now attend. It all started with one man, George Leaf.
He's got it! 3,000 for Robin!
Brewers Hall of Famer Robin Yount.
Bonnie has a very good opening 100 meters.
Olympian Bonnie Blair.
He made it! Tony Smith!
And NBA champion and Tosa East alum Tony Smith. These three, along with many other former athletes, have one thing in common. George Leaf. George and Ruth Leaf were the proud parents of six children. George, Karen, Kathy, Jim, David, and Anne.
It's tough raising six kids. I have no idea how they did it. That's a lot of work.
What I admire so much about my dad was just what a kind of gentleman he was.
Jim and David Leaf are third generation owners of ITU AbsorbTech in New Berlin. Father George ran the company before them.
He overcame having no formal schooling.
Surround himself with good people to fill in what he perceived as the gaps around his education.
He put together a terrific life in spite of the fact that he was a type 1 diabetic virtually his whole life.
George lived with type 1 diabetes, which is different than type 2. Type 1 is an autoimmune disease. Your pancreas doesn't create any insulin, so you have no way to control your blood sugar. A blood sugar too high can be catastrophic to your body.
Every morning and every night, Mom would go to the refrigerator and get out a little steel box that had the syringes in it, and she'd give him a shot.
Most of the time, since we just grew up with it, it was there. They didn't really try to hide it, but they weren't really, you know, out about it. There was no drama that went with it.
Whether they did it consciously or not, I think Mom and Dad kind of protected us from the true ugly nature of the disease.
George was diagnosed as a boy in 1929. He lived at a time when there was very little done to treat the disease, other than to watch your diet and to exercise.
He was able to do that with very crude technology.
So George would live with type 1 diabetes while also donating money for research to diabetes, while also raising a family and also running a business.
He taught stealth lessons. You didn't know you were being taught, but you were.
Stealth lessons. Perhaps that's what happened next. You see, George loved sports as well, and he especially enjoyed the links.
He loved to play golf. He wasn't particularly good at it, but he enjoyed the experience.
In 2006, a year before he died, the Leafs had a plan. Let's put together a small golf outing in honor of Dad. Maybe raise a few bucks. And just like Dad's done in the past, we can donate it to diabetes research.
It was a friends and family and business event. And we did it late in the year. And I remember we went talking to people saying, before you put your golf clubs away for the winter, how about come and play one more event? And we'll do it. It's a tribute to my dad, but we'll also raise a few bucks. And when I say a few, it was really very modest.
So it all worked out. They raised a little cash and they honored Dad. But then something happened. The Leafs met a bulldog.
I was on the phone with a staffer from the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and at the end of it, almost in an offhanded way, she says, oh, by the way, Jim, do you know Ken Sanders, the relief pitcher from the Brewers? And I said, well, I know who he is. I know he plays a lot of golf at Tuckaway. And she just said, you ought to call him.
Brewers reliever Ken Bulldog Sanders. He pitched for the Crew in the early 70s, and he had a grandson living with type 1 diabetes. So when he heard about this golf event, he jumped at the chance to get involved.
Getting together with Ken gave him a chance to raise money for diabetes. That really transformed Tee Up for the Cure from being a cute little friends and family event to what it's become today.
See, Bulldog called his friends, former pro athletes.
But we're not talking about like any athletes. We're talking about Robin Yount. We're talking about MVPs, gold medalists.
I didn't see it coming. I think we were very fortunate when we got Robin Yount agreed to do the first one. It was like, oh my gosh, Ken can pull this stuff off, and we've had a glimmer of what it could do. But didn't really expect it to continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Now this event to honor George Leaf has turned into an annual outing with scores and scores of foursomes, scores and scores of celebrity athletes. And since its inception, it's raised more than $1 million for diabetes research.
All right, so what do you think your dad would say if he saw what the enormity of the event has become?
That's a great question. I can't have ever thought about that. He was an incredibly humble, very gentle person. I think it'd be a big aw shucks moment that we have his name all over it.
Being able to track this down and being able to help people have a full, very active life, do what you want to do, define yourself, don't be defined by the disease. He'd just be floored by this.
You could say this was George's final stealth lesson. Be kind, be generous, love your family, be open-minded, and look what happens. You can change someone's life. And George is doing that thanks to his family, his friends, and a whole bunch of Hall of Famers.
If you'd like to learn more about Tee Up for the Cure and its fundraising for type 1 diabetes research, text the word GOLF to the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. We'll be right back with Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Welcome back to the Upswing, a Father's Day preview show all show long today. Blaine's Farm and Fleet was founded in Janesville in 1955 and has since expanded to 45 stores, the only Wisconsin business in the retail and wholesale category to make the 2024 America's Best Employers list from Forbes, too. So, you know, when you walk into a Blaine's in Oak Creek or Waukesha, big remodel at that store, by the way. Grafton, those are the closest locations for me to the Sherman household and to our studio here in downtown Milwaukee, or any Blaine's Farm and Fleet. You're going to get friendly, knowledgeable service. Chris Ramos is the public relations and events coordinator at Blaine's. He joins us today from the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Chris, top of the morning to you.
Hello, good morning to everybody.
Thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
No problem.
So give us the, I like to just kind of get into the origin story, the full history of Blaine's for those that don't know us.
Yeah, I mean, actually, it's a really exciting story because, yeah, like you mentioned already, 1955 started in Janesville. We've since expanded to four different states. So it's a lot of stories that people don't know about. We have Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan. And as we've expanded, it's always been family owned, continues to be family owned. Jane Blaine Gilbertson is our owner and CEO right now. Her dad and her uncle started the business in 1955, Bert and Claude Blaine. So, okay. She, you know, grew up in it, witnessed it, eventually, you know, fully jumped into the company when her dad passed away. And now her daughters are in the business again, keeping that family owned commitment, really helping all of our neighbors. We call our customers our neighbors, so okay, that's kind of a cool thing too. So really helping our neighbors through everything as times change, you know, like we had kind of bounced back and forth here of different products, different hobbies people are getting into, different connections to our farmers, connections to our communities. So we're always adapting to that ever-changing landscape, right?
Yeah, for sure. And keeping that family commitment as, you know, things continue to scale and things change constantly in the world of e-commerce and at the retail local level, for sure. So what's happening? I hear there's some remodel at the Waukesha store. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. So what we do at Blaine's, fun fact, 45 locations, we've never closed a store ever in since 1955. We've never closed a store. So when we go to a community, we stay there. And while we've never left a community, we just have opportunities to do grand reopenings. We reinvest in our current locations, you know, jazz them up, get the outside facade worked up, change some of the departments inside. So Waukesha is currently going through their grand reopening and new facade and everything like that. We have that event actually coming up October 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Okay.
So we do huge giveaways, massive gift cards, prize packages. Everything's on sale. Everything's a really big, you know, celebration. We're having the chamber come out and everything. It's going to be great.
Okay. When we come back from the break, I want to continue our conversation with Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Talk about some gifts for dads. Three things that you didn't think you could find in your local hardware store. And I want to get his thoughts on increased competition and just kind of the ever-changing landscape in the e-commerce world. This is the Upswing Father's Day edition, Talking Hardware. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the Upswing. Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet joins us. Chris, I asked my dad for Father's Day gift ideas for him, and he simply just said, just give me a gift card from Farm and Fleet. So, you know, I like buying gift cards. It's easy. But what are some of the maybe a little bit more creative ideas for gifts for dad? What are you seeing in the kind of the top selling categories there?
Well, it's funny when we look at top selling, you know, it's funny that you do mention that because a lot of that is us coming back to being an animal expert. So I always say there's two things that you can do for dad. Number one, you can help expand his collection. And in collection, I mean tools and grills and, you know, outdoor activities.
Right.
So, you know, what better way to get home improvement done than just to give your dad some extra tools and then now he's got to go try them out, right?
Yes.
But on the other side, don't forget about your furry friends, and dads love to spoil their true loved ones, which is their four-legged friend. So we do have tons of Blaine's branded feed, Blaine's branded food. I think that's an exciting thing for people to realize that, you know, when you're going through the store, we always call it a treasure hunt because, you know, you're walking through, you're like, oh, that's cool. Oh, that's cool. Dad would love that. You just have to be there and you have to walk through it. And I think that being in the moment, yeah, the gift card's cool because you let him do the work. But
right.
You know what? If you say, hey, I got this for you and I've been thinking about you, that's the, you know, real dad's day.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk the aisles and find something a little bit more creative. And then I'll supplement it with a gift card. That I think that's the way to go.
That's part two, right?
That's right. That's right. The best of both worlds. So talk about the pet side of the business and how that's growing. Specifically, you had launched the prescription portal Animal RX. How's that business portion growing?
So again, what we've been doing is just watching the market, watching what are the needs of our neighbors. A lot of times we hear that, you know, there's something changing in the farming world or there's something changing in the pet world or tools, and we just instantly adapt for all of our locations. Animal RX is one of those initiatives. The idea there is that a lot of farmers were able to just buy medications and buy items that they need for their animals to stay healthy and just purchase those. Well, the FDA changed it that now they need a prescription for that. So, of course, we jumped in because we knew it was going to be an obstacle for everyone. So we can fill those prescriptions. And the great thing is you still have to get a prescription from your vet, and then you can go to animalrx.com. Fill out your form, and we'll have those ready for you. So, again, just filling that need, making our farmers' days more convenient, and, you know, taking that stress away from them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you seen a balancing of online and in-store sales. I mean, obviously we're way past the pandemic and people are kind of getting back into their regular shopping kind of habits. Are you seeing that at Blaine's?
Yeah, you know what we really have seen. I think a lot of stores have this, but we have our BOPIS, buy online, pick up in store. So we have a drive-through, and our drive-through is super, super convenient. You can go ahead and place your order on the Blaine's Pharmacy app. You can pay for all of that, and you just drive up. We have it ready in an hour, so you can go ahead and fill your list. Pull right into our drive-through, and we have our staff right there with your order. It's super convenient for anyone just kind of on the go, but also people who want to spend time online and kind of look at things and read and review and then say, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you get the rich experience of seeing all the reviews and seeing comparable products, and then you can kind of, I don't know, I enjoy the online experience, but then you can kind of mirror it with the physical, and they work well together.
Yeah, and our websites are really laid out well. You just change your location, so whatever store you're closest to, and it'll update the quantities, update the availability, and it'll say, hey, there's six available at this store. Great, I'll take that. You know, so wherever you are zipping around, if you wanted to get to your closest Farm and Fleet, like you said, there's three or four near you. You can just choose that location and it'll get you updated.
All right. We've got about 30 seconds. I always like to ask, what are two or three things at a hardware store that I would be surprised that, wow, this is carried at Blaine's?
Yeah, I think number one, I mean, we carry kayaks and, you know, grills and things like that you would expect, but also really I think the assortment of candies, beverages, snacks, pet food. You know, we talked about like our own bird seed and things. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much every hobby you're into, everything you need for your home and your homestead.
All right.
That's what we have at Blaine's.
Very good. Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Appreciate your time. Crazy about a shark, man. Welcome back to the Upswing Father's Day weekend edition. Mark Pash is the owner of Mark Pash Limited in Bayside. Every year, he shares, opening the year, he shares a really inspirational message from his late father, who owned Polachek's, a men's clothing store on Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. That store was founded in 1887. Mark's father and grandfather bought that store in 1959. It's been closed for years, probably 30 years or so. But Mark continues the family legacy at Mark Pash Limited in Bayside. And I'm hoping we'll have a little time for me to read that message at the end of the show, because it's always inspiring. And it's a good Father's Day fit for sure. But let's welcome Mark Pash to the Tri-County Contracting WTMJ call-in line. Mark, how are you this morning?
Great. I appreciate your having me on.
Sure. So how many years in the men's fashion business for the Pash family?
Well, I worked at Polachek's after having grown up in the business for 13 years, and I've had my store for over 41 years.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about your grandfather and father and kind of their entree into the fashion world years ago.
Well, my father happened to have worked at a store called Friedman's at Southgate, and that was kind of how he started in the business. And my grandfather was kind of a diamond in the rough kind of guy, and with two other people had a company called Milwaukee Knit that did sweaters, sweatshirts, things like that.
You can still see, I did some eBay searching. I found some Polachek's and Milwaukee knitwear on eBay. I'm gonna buy a couple of those and add to my wardrobe. It's good that legacy remains. I love to see it. So what, through all the years, kind of what keeps you in the local men's retail game? It's gotta be a fun, creative challenge with so many national players. How do you continue to evolve and compete in the space?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, I stay in the business, first of all, because, you know, I love the business. And probably most importantly is my customers. Fortunately, you know, over these years, I've developed a nice customer base. And even though you do get attrition with people dying, moving, you know, and COVID really shook things up.
Yeah.
You know, I have still maintained a big customer base. And after COVID, I keep getting more new customers. As a matter of fact, I've got a new customer coming at 2 o'clock today.
All right. So are you doing custom suits and custom fits, or what's the retail mix look like for you these days?
I still do custom clothing, custom shirts. I do tuxedo rentals.
Okay.
Those are the side parts of the business. When I first opened, you know, men were wearing suits 5 days a week, and sometimes Saturday night they go out with a suit, you know, and so your business was really around the clothing aspect of suits, shirts, ties, and outerwear. And over the years, you know, this has changed. And we have a much more casual, you know, lifestyle now. And people dress differently.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people feel more comfortable dressing that way. A lot of women would still rather see a guy in a suit or a sport coat, you know, because it's the mystique. You know, what's this guy really about that he's dressed so nicely and everything? So, you know, that's what's transcended, you know, in our business.
Yeah, for sure. I want to have you stick around for one more segment after the break and talk about, you know, what trends you see in the future. Are you still selling a lot of ties? And what's your typical customer look like today? We're talking with Mark Pasch. His family has just... One of the things I truly love about Greater Milwaukee is the family legacy, especially in the retail space. And the Pasch family, for sure, has strong legacy in men's fashion. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Mark Pasch joins us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Mark, what do you remember about the downtown store of your family way back in the day? Kind of paint us the picture of old school retail in downtown Milwaukee.
It was very competitive. There were 4 to 5 other men's stores within our 4 or 5, 6 block area. And so it was very competitive. And what set Polachek's apart from the rest of it is that most of the others were very traditional stores.
Okay.
So my dad was, as I have been, more fashion forward. And so he was able to capture a different, you know, part of the market.
What was that spirit of competition? Do you like, was it a collaborative style? What did you do to stand out in the game back, like, pre-social media, pre-variety of advertising methods?
We did most of our advertising in the paper.
Okay.
You know, paper and direct mail. That was really, you know, how we did it. You know, I don't believe my dad did very much, if any, on radio or TV.
Okay. And today, what are you doing to position the business? Are trunk sales still a big thing for independent local men's retail?
My trunk shows are tremendous.
Yeah.
I do 2 or 3 a year, and I do various vendors. And what I do is I try to make it an event. So May trunk show, I always try to do around Cinco de Mayo, which is one of my favorite holidays. And, you know, you have to do a theme or something. I've done chair massages. I've had dietitians come in. You know, we have appetizers. You know, you have to make it an event and a reason for people to come in.
Yeah. What are some of those brands that you're carrying now that you've cultivated relationships through the years that, you know, some people just may not know that are pretty unique to your store?
Well, one of them happens to be Alberto Jeans, which I started with when my friend just got the license about 35 years ago. And they do great jeans and casual slacks. I do a T-shirt line, which I think I've sold you some, Left Coast Tea. And I have the exclusive for the area on that.
Okay.
They're Pima cottons out of Peru, and long sleeves, short sleeves. And I have them out 365 days a year. And guys just come in to replace a color, get a new color, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that trend to higher end fabrics in T-shirts is definitely one that's catching on. And I think you were pretty early in that trend.
Yeah, I mean, it's been tremendously successful. And so, you know, I'm always looking for new lines that I can have exclusively. And even if they do sell online, my customer is not an online shopper.
Okay.
I did a survey one time and I said, would you like me to do online shopping for you? And they said, no, we want to come and see you.
All right, Mark Pash from Mark Pash Limited in Bayside. I love the old school Milwaukee retail. So final question, Mark. Are men and dads making the fashion decisions in their world, or are you seeing like the wives and the daughters and sons are coming in and picking out stuff for dad?
Well, women made the fashion business. They were tired of seeing their husband wearing the same uniforms. And so they're the ones that encourage them to have more color, you know, more different fabrications and everything. So I still think that women, girlfriends, wives, you know, have an influence on how men shop.
All right. Very good. Happy Father's Day to you, Mark. And hey, I appreciate your time this morning.
Just remember, tell people to shop local.
All right. Very good. You're listening to The Upswing Father's Day edition. We'll be back after this break.
I can't love you more than my own dad.
Welcome back to the Upswing Father's Day edition of the show. Appreciate Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet and Mark Pash from Mark Pash Limited joining us today to talk hardware and men's fashion. Some quick Father's Day stats and background. Father's Day, if you didn't know, was conceived more than a century ago by Sonora Dodd of Spokane, Washington. She wanted to create a special day for her father, William Smart, who was a widowed Civil War veteran who was left to raise six kids on their family farm. And in 1966, President Lyndon Johnson issued a proclamation setting aside the third Sunday in June to honor dads. It became an annual holiday, with President Nixon making it so in 1972. So happy 52nd birthday, Father's Day. A quick promo here. You may be playing, I'm guessing you may be playing golf this Father's Day weekend, but if you're playing croquet, members of the Good Karma Brands family are going to participate in a friendly croquet match with the goal of raising $5,000 and awareness for the Penfield Children's Center on Wednesday, June 26th. Instead of teaming up with all of our Good Karma teammates like the past, WTMJ Steve Scafidi, myself, Jeff Sherman, Maggie Sandrick, and Bob Peekenbrock are going to face off against 101.7 The Truth's Tori Lowe, Benjamin, Carrie Noni, and Ray Riley in the competition. If you go to WTMJ.com and search for croquet, you'll get all the information. I'm going to be practicing for weeks. I have a lot of strategy. I'm reading up on the game of croquet, and I'm pretty certain we're going to win. I'd mentioned Mark Pash's note that he sends every year from his father. I wanted to read that as we close the Father's Day edition of The Upswing. Mark Pash's father sends this note to his customers from his downtown Milwaukee stores in the 1950s every year. Now Mark continues to send it to all of his customers. A Father's Day message from the past of men's fashion. Mend a quarrel. Seek out a forgotten friend. Dismiss suspicion and replace it with trust. Write a love letter. Share some treasure. Give a soft answer. Encourage youth. Manifest your loyalty in word or deed. Keep a promise. Find the time. Forgo a grudge. Forgive an enemy. Listen. Apologize if you're wrong. Try to understand. Flout envy. Examine your demands on another. First think of somebody else. Appreciate. Be kind. Be gentle. Laugh a little. Laugh a little bit more. Deserve confidence. Take up arms against malice. Decry complacency. Express your gratitude. Go to your house of worship. Worship. Welcome a stranger. Gladden your heart of a child. Take pleasure in the beauty of the world. Speak your love. Speak it again. Speak it until once again. That message from the 1950s of legacy downtown retailer Pash Family. But hey, also, as the show's going on, I just got a voicemail from my dad. Thanks, Dad. Happy Father's Day from my father. I'm going to play this message here because he's got another inspirational message. And then we're going to go to Wisconsin's Midday News is next. Happy Father's Day weekend, everyone. Enjoy the beautiful Wisconsin weather.
Hey, Jeff, it's your dad. Just wanted to say Happy Father's Day to all the dads and, of course, to you. My dad, your Grandpa Sherman, came before us. He's a World War II veteran, a successful farmer, politician, and he taught us both a lot. An upswing challenge for all dads today. Take the day off, enjoy life, focus on the good, and think about how to continue to make our world a better place. Happy Father's Day to everyone.
All the times that I cry, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. Go.